In St. Peter's Basilica, visible for us all today, is a great big statue in the cross vault. She is one of four statues which are situated in niches in the great piers which support the dome of St. Peter's. So she's facing the baldacchino. And this figure that I'm going to speak about is St. Veronica. Now, St. Veronica, the person, we believe she was born during the first century AD. And she's very well known for a really important act of compassion that she showed to Jesus as he was carrying his cross to Calvary. She pushed through the crowds that were watching what was happening and pushed through the Roman soldiers to offer Jesus her veil, to wipe the blood and the sweat and the mud from his face. And so Jesus took her veil and wiped his face and peered back at her in gratitude as she was being bundled away back into the crowd, away from Jesus by the soldiers. So it's said that Veronica just bundled up the cloth and went home. And when she went home, she just flattened it out and she saw the face of Jesus on her veil. So this is the act of compassion that's commemorated in the Stations of the Cross. And that particular piece of cloth, well, it's kept in St. Peter's, above the statue of St. Veronica.
Would it have been very scandalous for her to have, you know, pushed aside like that, and for her even to have removed her veil? If you're thinking of a very conservative society, would that have been a very scandalous thing for her to do, to push herself forward in that way and then take off her veil?
Yes, I think so, because in terms of artists reproducing the act in an art form, whether it was a painting or a sculpture, there was a bit of debate about how to show the veil in her hand. You know, as an artist, you have to address this issue. How do you get the veil off her head? The veil as a piece of clothing, how do you incorporate it into the story and expressing the story? So, yes, from that point of view, it would have been, I suppose, at the time for Veronica, of course, and she was bundled back out of the crowd as well. There's no other accounts of other people doing that act of compassion. So she's certainly a singular figure and worth remembering and commemorating.
Is there anything else known about her life? I mean, was this her one great act, or were there other things that she had done?
Very little, as far as I know, is known about St. Veronica. We believe that she married later in life, and she is buried in Bordeaux in France. Now, the veil that she kept throughout her life, it says that she gave it to Pope St. Clement, so that would have been around 88 AD. But other than that, we know very little about her.
Why do you think she was chosen to be put in such a prominent place with such a large statue? And I guess it was again at a time when maybe there was the idea that the church maybe didn't include women so much. But here is a woman who is very much included. We don't know very much about her. She just did this one act, and not to diminish that, but it was just one act, and that made her a saint, that made her this incredibly prominent person. Why was she chosen, I guess, in that way? What was the thinking behind that?
She was chosen by Jesus anyway, that in his gratitude, I suppose he gave her this gift of a physical memory of his existence, which is really, really touching. But in terms of more modern times, the statue is one of four which are placed in these niches facing the baldacchino. Now, there are four statues and two of them are women. So I think that's a good sign, you know, the women are well represented there, 50-50. The other figure is St. Helen. St. Veronica is very interesting in the way that she has been portrayed by the artist. But these statues are, they're about 5 metres tall, and a huge amount of work went into them. She's made of Carrara marble, and it took years to make her. So it's not something that was just sort of thrown up there and everybody thought it looked okay. A huge amount of preparation preparation went into them. Stucco models were made. In the case of Veronica, a bronze casting was made because Mocky was one of the few 17th century artists who could do bronze casting as well. And the artists worked very closely with the Pope at the time, was Pope Urban VIII, and he specifically wanted these niches filled with statues to bear witness to the miracles and to commemorate the event.
While she is a very striking statue, it's not just about celebrating her beauty, it's about celebrating her strength, it's about celebrating her compassion, her dynamism. Her physique nearly reminds me of Serena Williams. Like, she just looks like somebody who either worked a lot or worked out a lot.
Yes, the statue is incredible because the Latin term for statue, I think, is stare, which means to be still. So she's anything but still. She's all action. She's almost breaking free from her plinth. And she's a little bit unpredictable. She's a wonderful statue, although she is designed to be seen from the front. You can, the artist, she is a three-dimensional figure, and there are many angles from the sides, which if you can have a look, it's worth looking at her. She's a recognisable character, so she is really like a person. When you go to St. Peter's and you look at the four statues, even though one is by Bernini, and he's so well known for the vibrancy and the life in his statues, Veronica by Mocky, she just leaps out. She's so much more vibrant. She's like in a whirlwind. And it was actually asked at the time, in the artist's lifetime, you know, what was blowing her robes to that extent? Because the other statues are standing relatively still. So she's such a vibrant figure, and she's actually a very good representation of women and women in art, because she's so strong and she's almost speaking. You can almost hear her voice, and she's proclaiming a message to everyone, and there's just no messing with her. You know, you just listen to what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's striking about the statue. And then, of course, there's a Lenten connection with her as well, isn't there?
Yes, on the fifth Sunday of every Lent, the holy relic of Veronica's veil is briefly put on display in St. Peter's above the statue of St. Veronica.